Yeah. Now, what's funny about this is that a lot of people believe that Apollyon or Abaddon is a name for Satan. You know, I know when I was growing up, I was always taught that. And it comes from Pilgrim's Progress, because there's a book called Pilgrim's Progress that was written hundreds of years ago. And in that book, Apollyon is Satan. And so because so many people have read that book, that idea has gotten into people's minds that Abaddon or Apollyon is Satan. Well, first of all, the book Pilgrim's Progress also teaches that a person can lose their salvation. And it teaches a lot of other false doctrines. So we should never make a fictional book our authority. We should go to the Bible. Because in the Bible, it's very clear that Apollyon is not the devil. Because in chapter 20, what do we see? The angel of the bottomless pit. It says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So this angel that has the key to the bottomless pit cannot be Satan, because he is grabbing Satan and throwing him into the bottomless pit. The other thing that doesn't make any sense about saying that Apollyon is Satan is that in chapter 9, God is pouring out his wrath upon the unbelievers, the unsaved world. And it is God who is sending the locusts from hell with the fifth trumpet judgment that we see there in Revelation chapter 9. So if God is sending these locusts from hell to torment the wicked, to torment the unsaved, the unbelievers, why would God's judgment be carried out by locusts that have a king over them, which is Satan? See how that doesn't make any sense? You know, can Satan cast out Satan? I mean, if you look at when God's pouring out his wrath with the trumpet judgments and the vial judgments, he pours out his wrath upon the kingdom of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Remember, Satan is the one putting the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet. He's putting those people in power. He's the one who is on the side of the forces of evil. So it really would not make any sense to say that Satan is leading an army against his own kingdom, against his own rulers. So it makes absolutely no sense. It's a completely fabricated doctrine.